Our first feature this week is an in-depth investigation by Evening News staff reporter Dan Grimmer, who has discovered that the 20 miles per hour speed limits around Norwich are not quite what they seem. Robin Quine will explain Dan Grimmer's findings.
Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner has sparked anger after saying many of the county's 20-mile-an-hour speed limits will never lead to speeding drivers being taken to court. Giles Orpen-Smelly said many 20-mile-per-hour signs are merely advisory, meaning motorists who drive between 20 and 30 miles an hour cannot be prosecuted. He has called for a change in the law so that Norfolk Police could take speeders to court. However, campaigners have hit out at the Conservative Commissioner's remarks, claiming Norfolk Constabulary already can and should be taking enforcement action. Experts and organisations have issued contradictory views on the issue, deepening confusion over it. The number of 20-mile-an-hour limits and 20-mile-an-hour zones in Norfolk has increased greatly in recent years, with Swaffham due to become Norfolk's first 20-mile-per-hour town. However, the most recent published data shows that there have been no prosecutions in Norfolk of motorists speeding in 20-mile-per-hour areas. The issue arose at a recent Norfolk County Council meeting, where a member of the public asked why that was the case. Mr. Orpen-Smelly, who was attending the meeting, said, "It's more complicated than it seems. The minimum speed limit in law is 30 miles per hour. I appreciate there are lots of 20 mile per hour signs displayed. They are usually advisory unless they are backed by specific law. It's therefore extremely difficult for the police to prosecute because, despite the 20 mile per hour sign, despite it being written inside a red circle, which normally indicates it has legal force, if it goes in front of magistrates, they will throw it out because there is no basis in law to prosecute." However, Mr. Orpen-Smelly's remarks prompted anger from Liam Calvert of the Norwich branch of charity Living Streets, which asks the question following the death of two cyclists on Norfolk roads within the space of 48 hours. He said he was amazed at the remarks and said, "Given the regular enforcement that takes place in other parts of the country, I will be very keen to hear more about the advice he has received from officers on this issue." Rod King, director of campaign group 20's Plenty for Us, branded Mr. Orpen-Smelly's comments as absolute nonsense. He said, "20-mile-per-hour limits are as enforceable as any other limit." In 2021, Avon and Somerset Police issued 23,338 notices of intended prosecution on roads with a 20-mile-per-hour limit. A spokesman for the National Police Chiefs Council said, "All speed limits are technically enforceable, including 20-mile-per-hour limits." A spokesman for Norfolk Constabulary said there was a difference between 20-mile-per-hour limits and 20-mile-per-hour zones. She said, "A zone can be introduced by a local authority without any permission being sought. However, this can create a significant issue for enforcement. If a zone is introduced within a traffic order, then the speed limit applicable will be 30 miles per hour, as it will fall within the remit of a restricted road, despite the advisory 20 mile per hour signs." She said Department for Transport guidance was that 20 mile per hour zones and 20 mile per hour speed limits should be generally self-enforcing, given road conditions and measures such as signs and traffic calming. The spokeswoman said police enforcement in 20-mile-per-hour limits and zones will not routinely take place, but may be appropriate if there is clear evidence of significant non-compliance or injury collision history supports such action. Where drivers are regularly and willfully breaking the law, officers will enforce the limit and seek to prosecute offenders. But, she said, the force did not issue tickets for speeding in 20-mile-per-hour areas. Norfolk County Council said it followed central government guidelines when determining and introducing speed limits. A spokesman said, "This includes following a legal process and a public consultation for any legal changes to speed limits."
Thank you, Robin. I'll now pass you back to Phil, who will start by updating us on news from Carrow Road.